In the name of God, who is Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.
Amen.
We had some very interesting readings today. And I have to confess that I've not had a lot of time to prepare because we've been moving in. But I wanted to point a few things out. How many people know what a calling is? It's okay to raise your hand. It's okay to leave it down. It doesn't matter. But we hear in the Old Testament reading, Elijah and his calling placed upon him. I know for myself, and probably for many of you, there are times where you do feel like Elijah, where you might do something good, and then all of a sudden it's, oh crap, I gotta go. And off you scamper. And you'd rather go hide under a rock. Yet, he's fed by an angel of the Lord. He's fed holy food so that he can endure. Gospel lesson. I am the bread of life. Rather fitting for a parish picnic, isn't it? But it's something that we should remember at all times. Whether we are strong or weak, every week we come to this church. Every time we come here, we go to the altar and we feed on the bread of life. We feed on the sacrament. If we were to not do that, what do you suppose would happen? How many people outside that don't come to church, that don't feed on the sacrament, that don't experience Christ, what happens to them? They fade away, go insane, become depressed, everything. They have no food to continue on. They have nowhere to go when things get bad. You know, you guys have called me and you've gone through quite a great deal in the last month, right along with me. We survive as a community because when we come to the rail, we come not only for solace, but for strength. We come not only because of belief, but for courage. We feed on the bread of heaven that comes down to us. Amen.